Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I'm Deepak Chopra. Welcome back to Daily Breath. The best way to approach an understanding of the dual nature of the soul and to tap into the non-local field of potential is through meditation. Of course, I mentioned there are lots of kinds of meditation: reflective self-inquiry, self-observation, introspection, mindful awareness of sensory experience, mindful awareness of body, mindful awareness of emotions, mindful awareness of mental space, mindful awareness of the web of relationship, or just being mindfully aware of present moment experience, any aspect of present moment experience, and mindful awareness of the choices you're making. This is called metacognition. But also mantra meditation, which takes you into what we call the transcendent field of all possibilities. It takes us past the entanglement of our thoughts and emotions, past the secret passages, the dark alleys, the ghost-filled attics of the mind, going back to the most fundamental source of all existence, which is the source of thought and also of emotions. Generally speaking, there are two kinds of thoughts: memories and desires. And of course, they're linked to emotions. So memory exists as potential memory at the level of the soul, as does imagination, as do desire, as do emotions. Imagination, desire, memory all exist as entangled possibilities at the level of our soul. And of course, mental events cause biological expression. Right now, think of slicing a lemon and licking it. Just think of that mentally. Imagine that you're licking into a lemon and biting into it. And you'll see suddenly you'll have a lot of saliva in your mouth. So mental events trigger biological expressions. Once thoughts enter our minds, we tend to create stories around them, and these stories then become the experience of life. Life is a story that we create. So how can we refine our definition of the soul even further? Here's a good way to think of it, and this is, remember, I'm making this up, and so you don't have to believe me, but I think this definition has worked for me. It might work for you as well. The soul is the confluence of meaning, context, relationship, and mythical stories or archetypal themes, very fundamental themes in nature that give rise to everyday thoughts, memories, and desires. And these are, of course, conditioned by karma, past actions and interpretations of past actions. These create the stories in which we participate. And then we live out these stories and we call it life.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Join me tomorrow for Friday meditation.